senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after the 2 p.m. of the Pacific Coast. I just flung the Kong toy and I kind of fucked up a little bit. So I got discombobulated. Right. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Possibly if you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. There we go. My button wasn't working.
You know, I'm putting up some promos that will go out periodically on the show that you can see on Facebook.com/crabdiving.
You're spurting out there.
You know, my favorite one is the one where Trump's face is made of shit.
I love that. There you go.
It's very good.
Highbrow humor at crabdiving.com.
I think it's accurate.
Scroll guard is disposable and washable.
Is it?
Yeah. Join us on social media. We check our Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And thank you ever so much for purchasing shit through our Amazon link. If you're going to go buy shit at Amazon, use crabdiving.com/Amazon or the Wii banner on the webpage. And we get a commissione. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
That's how we win.
It is.
Every fucking time.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We're very excited.
Jeebus is on the line, Pat.
I don't think the producers were able to get him.
No.
Shelby?
No.
Although Jesus. She's an intern. She's not a producer.
God damn it. Where is Jesus? Every show, you know, he does this.
He's coming back. The Christians are convinced.
Every time you say he's coming back, he doesn't come back. They keep doing that then.
Well, yeah.
Why are they lying? Are they lying or is Jesus fucking with them?
I believe that there are many of them are lying.
You don't think Jesus is like, I'm tired of these boring, fucking idiotic assholes saying and doing all this dumb shit. Now I fuck with them.
Yeah. Arthur.
Now I fuck with them.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Got some Jesus-y type stories. And let's see what's going on, though, with the HuffPo, the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo. There's an ad at the HuffPo. There's a new Audible podcast.
Oh, really?
Chasing Ghislaine, but I call her Ghislaine.
Oh, Ghislaine.
Maxwell.
Ghislaine.
But it's Ghislaine, isn't it?
I don't think it's
Ghislaine or Ghislaine.
I know, I've just said it so many times. I don't know how else to say it,
but there's an ad for that on Audible, and but it might be interesting. The Untold Story of the Woman in Epstein's Shadow.
Right. God.
But the headline there, there's a vexed looking former president. Angry Pants Trump.
I mean, wasn't Ghislaine a trafficker of sorts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what she's in. I don't think her trial has started yet, but those are her charges. She's a flight risk.
Is this a podcast she's doing?
No, it's about her.
It's about her. That'd be crazy.
I don't know if she's broadcasting live from the cell.
Matt Gaetz and Ghislaine, two traffickers with.
Well, they were at the prison recently, or the jail.
Both?
Did you see that Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Louie?
Yes.
Put together a. The Supremes group or Supremes group.
They couldn't get in.
Yeah. Well, of course. Just like when the Democrats went down to try to get in to see the kids.
Right.
They wouldn't let them in.
Right. Very similar. Except, really, what were they going to do once they got in today?
I don't know. Take
what
selfies.
Was Louis going to do?
Huh?
What was Louis going to do in there once he got in?
Oh, well, you know, Louis. Who the hell knows? He's going to barbecue for everybody. Or...
I mean, the Democrats might have done something for those kids, but I don't know about Louis.
Yeah, they're just trying to rile up the... they're trying to make it sound like the brave patriots of the 6th are being tortured and beaten and held in horrific in horrific gulag-type prisons.
Are none of them worried? And I...
No.
Very strange.
If anything you're going to say has anything to do with empathy for any other human, no.
None of them are embarrassed to do all this shit with Matt?
Oh, embarrassed.
Gates? With Matt Gates?
Louis?
Is Louis a diddler? Trafficker?
But Louis hung out with Steve King and with Michelle Bachmann.
Steve King is a Nazi. Okay. Yeah. That's in the...
Michelle Bachmann is a Christo-fascist.
Yeah, that's true. These are all horrible people.
Right.
Gosh.
Now he's with an insurrectionist, Trumpist, pederast.
I gotta tell you, when you send off your...
Sex trafficker.
If you have a kid that's into politics and it's their time to intern somewhere, you fucking better hope they're a Democrat. Because dangerous. It's hard out there in the streets. On the Republican side, there are straight up...
It's crazy right now on that side, yeah.
They're
going after each other, which
They make fun of Hollywood, like Hollywood's so fucking corrupt. Oh my God, Republicans! You guys are a straight up insurrectionist horror story!
That's anti-Semitism.
Oh, absolutely. But don't you think... I mean, can you think of anything other than like some church late after everybody's drunk on, you know, Jesus wine or whatever? Ooh. Like hanging out at some Republican event late at night, everybody's drunk.
Yeah.
You're dodging Louis.
Have the Ukrainian women showed up yet?
No, you're hoping they do.
Oh.
Please send these Ukrainian women.
Are the silver trays of Coke empty yet?
The door's locked. We can't get out of here.
Weren't those the parties they've talked about that the Republicans used to have or probably still
in Florida?
Yeah.
In Florida, we got so much goddamn COVID here. We also got a bunch of horny fucking legislators that just want to fuck, and they don't want to do shit.
The headline at the HuffPo. The Department of Justice says Trump's tax documents must go to Congress. Har.
Right.
The Treasury Department must turn over copies of former President Donald Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel ruled today. The opinion reverses the Justice Department's previous position.
Ooh.
Well, I wonder why.
Well,
Bill Barr's Justice Department had a different view on things.
I don't know. I don't know. That guy is like a boneless pile of flesh, but he had these big eyes. You know what I mean? He looked like an owl that needed to do a sit up. A lot of them. I don't know. Not to be a dick.
And Opus Dei guy, right?
You know, you can body shame fascists.
Opus Dei, right?
What is that?
Isn't that that Catholic organization he belongs to? That super secret?
That's right. If being Catholic
isn't creepy enough, yeah, as being
Opus Dei.
As being in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church isn't creepy enough.
That must have been something the Catholics like. They're like, listen, this isn't real, but... We can tell people they could be in this thing called Opus Dei if they donate more money. You know, is that what it is?
I know. I don't think so. I think he's a zealot.
I mean, what happens when you're Opus Dei? Do you get powers or more?
No, you just group together and you're fighting church politically to try to send it back to the Dark Ages.
So this
even
is a
more
political activist arm of the church.
Yes.
Who else do we have on board? Do we have Scott Baio? Is he on board with the Opus Dei lunatics?
No. Mel Gibson, isn't he in that group?
Is he really?
He's a crazy fundamentalist Catholic of some sort. I thought maybe Opus Dei, but
you know, hey, there must be that tells you how crazy it is to
Amy Coney Barrett is a fundamentalist evangelical Catholic or something weird like that.
Super spreader as I'm coughing.
As you're, barfing up a lung.
I forgot what I was going to say. I don't know. I mean, see, Mel Gibson is one of these fundamentalist wackos, right? But
yes.
You have to say that he's, I mean, I just didn't want to see. Did you see the Jesus Christ movie where Jim Caviezel's all fucked up?
I fell asleep during it. Yes. Well, I was watching it at home. I didn't go to
at home.
I'm not paying it. I'm not paying money to go see it.
Oh my god! Can you imagine? Oh my god! I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
But where are you going to watch it? You can only watch it at a theater.
My wife went on her birthday with her mom.
Oh, you told me that. That's right. That's right. Oh my god! Happy fucking birthday! Yeah.
They love that shit. The Catholics love that shit. Some of them,
I guess.
It's so gross. It's so morose, and they want to see it. They're like, it's been banged into their head their whole fucking life. And then this lunatic, Mel Gibson, is like, I'm going to give you the thing you can't refuse. I'm going to make all these fucking people see it. I'm going to take all their fucking money and their popcorn money and their goddamn Dr. Pepper money and everything. I'm going to take it all from
you. It made money. I mean...
Fuck yeah, of course it did. Where's the second one, bitches?
And then he made Apocalypto, which is a really good movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
My point is like, that tells me sometimes what it takes to be a good leader or director, you know, creatively. You have to be a fucking fascist about what you
want.
Well,
yeah, right? As much as, you know, the subject matter, I'm a non-believer, I just thought it was a shitty movie. And it was just torture porn. It literally was just...
Yeah.
Like 90 minutes of torture porn.
What did you need? Like, was there a romantic lead or anything in it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe a couple of the apostles, you know, pair off.
I don't know.
Who knows what's going on?
I just don't
12
know.
Guys,
you know,
in their 30s hanging out in Judea where you got married at 14.
You know, I don't know why. Is it just me or religion? Is religion just a reason for old white guys to fuck young women? That seems like...
Or boys.
Yes. It's about these... We're going to do this religion, and here's the thing. Everything's going to be great. Here's the catch. All these old white guys are going to be raping, like, everyone.
Yeah, Joseph Smith was okay like, fuck this it. Catholicism. Yeah. I'm going to make a religion that puts it in the bylaws.
And John Travolta and those guys are like, fuck it. I like that, too. Let's add spaceships.
Right. I had the angel Moroni show up.
Moroni! Oh, that's right.
And tell me. Go forth. And grab the young girls.
It's like, listen, we say this all the time, but it's a lie. It is a lie. Keep religion out of our backyard, but it's impossible with you people.
You can keep
it's
it
impossible.
In
they
your
can't.
Yard. Right.
Show
right.
me when they do. Show me when they do.
Well, there are those that do. But
who?
Well, we don't see them.
Right.
We don't hear about their religion. They're the people you don't know what their religion is.
Speaking of unicorns.
But I'm sure you have a lot of people in your life that are religious and you don't know what they are.
I don't know.
I mean, because it just doesn't come up because they're
what
not,
do you believe in,
they're
Shelby?
Not ramming it in anyone's holes.
What? Yeah, I guess. I mean,
so you know, who gives a fuck? I don't care if you're a.
But they can't though. They can't do that. These evangelicals tell you about it,
and that's
they
an issue.
Tell you about it. They all do though. It's all of them. It's all of them. It's not like
the evangelicals. That's
you remember
of their
Walking
vibe,
Dead, and they're like, these zombies are okay, but these zombies, you got to stab them. You got to get all the zombies, man. All the zombies are coming to get you.
So Trump apparently probably not going to be real happy when his taxes go over to Congress. And Nancy Pelosi is thumbing through Trump's tax returns.
You know, the thing about these. Did you read the second Michael Wolff book?
Oh, they need to get Katy
Perry.
Yeah. To sing in the background while Katy Price.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Goes, she's the econ one, right?
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Yeah, whatever.
Something, 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 something. Is that Katy Perry?
The daughter of preachers.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Her folks are like
send everybody after Trump and all these motherfuckers. Everyone. Katy Perry, Katy Price.
Computer is looking kind of weird.
Being hacked.
It's not
by
Katie, it's not even Katy Price. I got her name wrong. It's Katie.
Oh, it is Katy Price, isn't it? Katie, you're talking about the legislator from Cali with the whiteboard that reuses all the numbers.
Porter.
Katy Porter. There you go. She's a senator from California.
Yes. I said Price. I fucked up.
Price.
Katy Porter. Right. Katy Price. I wonder if there's a Katy Price. I'm sure there's a Katy Price.
Who plays Katy Porter in the movie? That's a good one. Where we go get Trump in the movie.
J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. Who plays? Yeah. Right. Okay.
It's colorblind casting.
Right. Good.
I actually did see a show. I can't remember now. It had something to do with the Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
Some kind of a horror, mystical magic kind of thing.
Yeah.
That era. And it's totally colorblind casting. So they'll be like they met a member of parliament and it was a black actor.
Right.
And at first you're like, whoa, that would not have occurred.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then 2 seconds later, you forget about it.
Right.
Because they're good actors.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Absolutely.
They lose their minds with colorblind casting.
Yeah. Also, you brought up J-Lo. If anyone from Jezebel or a Salon is listening, I regularly check out your webpage. I don't give a fuck about A-Rod and J-Lo. Please stop. Please stop with those stories. I don't want to read them anymore. Okay? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a cunt.
They're talking about...
quant. I don't mean to be a quant. I don't even know what it is. Stop!
Why are they talking about...
Oh, not clicking. Not clicking on it. Not being part of the problem.
Well, but J-Lo is now... It's now Bennifer again. Because it's...
Why are they mentioning
she's
her
She's back
A-Rod?
With Ben Affleck.
Maybe they're a throuple. Is that the story?
I don't know.
Damn, now I'm gonna fucking look! Fuck you, man!
See?
I don't give a
there you go.
Shit! Now I give a shit!
Read it on Jezebel. At least it'd be funny. Over the Drudge Report, the headline there. Biden mask back on is the first headline.
Oh,
Biden orders tough new vaccination rules for federal workers.
Right.
He announced sweeping new pandemic requirements aimed at boosting vaccination rates for millions of federal workers and contractors. As he lamented the American tragedy of rising yet preventable deaths among the unvaccinated. I saw there's another story out there that literally says the vaccinated are now starting to get really mad at the unvaccinated.
Oh, are they? Are
yeah.
they really? Yes.
Yeah, that for some reason we who are doing the right thing and have done the right thing from the beginning
are
getting sick and fucking tired of these morons.
I got one. I convinced someone to go get theirs, and they did. They got number one today, and they get the number two.
Oh, that's
awesome. I got one. I got one of these dumb motherfuckers.
Are they lying to you?
No, I saw the
screen
cap. Do
you have verification?
Fuck yes, I do. You go get one. Get one of these dumb motherfuckers. Make them go get their fucking shit. Or we're just going to have to waddle around. We're just going to have to just laze around in the virus because these dumb fucks. Fuck them. But just do something to them. Make them do it. Who cares how you do it? Shame them into it. Blackmail them. It doesn't matter. I don't give a flying fuck. Have a screen cap of something they sent you on their phone that bothers. So, I don't know. Make them get a fucking vaccine.
The next headline, military mandatory injections.
Oh, shit.
I posted something on our social media earlier to remind the lunatics that a certain guy... that they do some occasional baiting to, that may have chopped down a cherry tree and not lied about it.
Yeah.
Also
lying about it.
Also ordered mandatory inoculations.
Oh.
Against smallpox.
Oh wait, you're talking about Adolf Hitler?
And they say it probably helped Washington win the war. because it kept our soldiers alive while the British soldiers were catching the smallpox.
And those people got the vaccine back then. Back then.
But it wasn't. It was something.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, I remember the term. It's on the tip of my tongue. But it was really gross. They would literally take like juice from the pus of somebody that had it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cut your arm open. And just like stick a swab in there.
No, what they would do, I R.E. Melber talked about it. It was a grounded up piece of ivory or something. And they would put the shit on there
and dig it through your hand or something.
Grind it into your fucking arm. You know what you gotta do now? You gotta go to Walmart and somebody sticks you, you barely
and
feel
it. And it was 5% fatal.
Like, oh my God.
So congrats. That's the inoculation.
Is it 5% fatal so now?
It wasn't really a vaccination. There was another term for it, but
do you want to go back in time where we have to do that, you fucks?
No, but we will probably have to get boosters.
Fine, give it to me. I want it now. I'm tired of waiting. I get mine before these other fuckheads.
Well, you should wait until, if it comes out with, it's more variant specific.
Jesus fucking Christ. I want my booster, right fucking now. And if there's another one I need later, then you give it to me right fucking then. I'm fine with getting shots. Whatever. We live in a fucked up planet. Of course there's crazy diseases and shit out there. Give me my motherfucking shots. God.
Australia, meanwhile, has deployed hundreds of soldiers to Sydney to help enforce their COVID lockdown.
Good day, governor!
A Delta outbreak, which began in June, has produced nearly 3,000 infections and led to 9 deaths. Oh, Australian God. Defense Force soldiers will undergo training on the weekend before beginning unarmed patrols.
Unarmed?
On Monday. Stop, nice. Raleigh, stop again, mate.
Here, they...
That was awful.
Right. I mean, do you think... Are there going to be soldiers... There's going to be soldiers chasing us down, trying to give us the vaccine. The Biden jab, the Fauci ouchie.
Well, they're going to shoot them if they even want to knock on their door and ask them if they've got it and why do they have it and don't they think they should get it?
You know, there's a I don't even know how to say this. There's a prominent bar owner here. This guy owns lots of bars and he's a former fucking weatherman or some bullshit like local news
tavernier.
Guy. Huh?
A tavernier.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he's an idiot. And, like, he's been posting all this, like, that the unvaccinated lives matter.
Oh, boy.
Snowflake! Snowflake! What do we do with these snowflakes?
Meanwhile, in Texas, the governor there, Greg Abbott, is finally seeing the light and is ordering masks and vaccines for everyone. I'm lying.
Wow.
He issued an executive order prohibiting cities from requiring masks and vaccines.
I don't care about you. I'm going to tell you something if you're listening. The Republicans don't give a flying fucking shit about you. Like, especially Trump never cared. If there's any maggots,
that's
listening.
What's so crazy is that they think he loves them and he's
you.
Their guy. Oh,
he wouldn't want to be in a room with you. He would be even, I would say, disgusted. And what did he say in that Michael Wolff book? Those aren't my people. Those look like crazy hippie Democrats or something like that in those hats.
Well, and Michael Wolff even earlier than that said that throughout his administration, Trump made jokes about like what scumbags his people were or that he would never hang out with.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Thursday signed an executive order prohibiting cities and other government entities in the state from enacting vaccine requirements or mask mandates to protect against the coronavirus.
Yay, good decision, guys.
Even as the virus's more contagious Delta variant drives another surge in cases in Texas.
It's worse than before. We're going to do less than we did before.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Because freedom in America.
What kind of landfill are you requesting? What kind of landfill do you want to be buried in? Do you have any preference? I mean, you'll be dead, so.
Well, I hope I get cremated. I mean, I don't know.
Me too.
I won't give a rat's fuck.
Everybody's getting.
Ultimately, I don't care. I'll be dead.
Yeah, you're
put me in the trash.
No. They're gonna dump you in the water. That's what'll happen. Okay. To you.
I don't care.
They'll do the easiest.
I'll feed
thing.
Some marine life.
Right.
Nibble crab. Away, fishes.
This guy tastes like a liberal.
LA schools, meanwhile,
yay,
are going back.
Hell yeah!
But they're going to mandate weekly testing for students and teachers.
They don't. Why don't we wait till we get the vaccine for the kids first and then go back? I mean, listen. This is how I think about this shit. Do we have a winning or losing record with the corona? Winning or losing?
I just saw a horrific headline. What?
What is it?
I'm not even going to read it, but it says amateur surgeon.
Oh, God.
Man 76 admits home castration. Oh, see? See? Moving on.
God damn, man.
Oh, that's on Drudge. Woo.
Fuck you, Drudge. You what a whore. You got to have that clickbait on there. How's that news, you dumb fuck? Fuck you, Matt. Dumb fucking dress. Oh, look. Here's a dress. Blah, blah, blah.
So gross. And really insane. So the world is racing to contain the Delta variant.
You know how like aggressive all these like right wing nut job news media organizations were against Clinton during the impeachment? Do you remember?
What are you laughing at?
It's another headline.
It's another one of these shitbag stories. This
is what I'm definitely clicking on, though.
It's another bullshit story, Matt. What news? There's no newsworthiness in the headline you're about to read.
Can masturbating really boost your immune system and fight COVID?
I'm going to try! Stand back! Give me my ivermectin!
This is at the U.S. Sun.
Oh,
so
boy. Oh, yes.
Take it for what it is.
Good. It's fact. I'm not getting my vaccine now. God.
With deadly virus circulating the past year and a half, many people have been wondering how they can boost their immunity. Masturbating is sometimes touted as a way to give the immune system a kickstart.
A kickstart?
How are you doing it? Yeah.
Yeah. How about another? You got a great opportunity kicking. For a pun there, buddy, and you didn't yank off.
Blast off.
I guarantee you, if we set the clock for 10 minutes, we would think of 14 that are better than what you did.
Shame. One of the times I saw Carlin live, at the end, he did, he would just list terms for different things, or he would just do these lists. It was amazing. It was like his encore.
Right.
And when I was there, I saw him in Madison, Wisconsin. And he did terms for masturbation, and he went on for like 15 minutes. Jeez. And it was the funniest thing I ever through.
He died.
He did, sadly.
That sucks. Jeez.
This says, there's a doctor though.
Right.
Dr. Jennifer Landa, specialist in hormone therapy, who suggests that indulging in some self-love might be able to strengthen your body's natural defense forces. Leave me alone. I'm armoring up against the COVID.
I got to go out to a crowded party later. Oh, God. Well,
the
good.
One
good.
Small but promising study of 11 men.
Ooh,
that's
God.
Not a large sample.
Right.
Who were
depending
awkwardly told to masturbate while researchers took blood tests suggests maybe published in 2004. It showed masturbation caused a temporary spike in immune cells.
Oh, okay.
Including killer cells that fight viruses.
But someone has to be next to you taking your blood while you're doing
it. The effect lasted around 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. For how long?
The effect lasted for 45 minutes you'd need to re-up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, you got this is a whole lifestyle. I think you should get the vaccine. I mean, just, you know, you're going to be your life is going to be difficult when you're at the Publix and all of a sudden there's a big cloud of virus out there. And you're like, I got to fucking yank one off to up my immunity so I can make it through the checkout aisle.
But
without getting the Roner.
A doctor at a medical school, Dr. Jagdish is his first name.
Jagdish?
Kupchandani. Dr. Jagdish Kupchandani.
Yeah.
Is professor of public health.
Yay.
At New Mexico State University. Said the size of the study was not good enough to be reliable.
Oh, shit.
It was only 11 guys. That's not enough. So there you go.
Right. Damn. Well, good luck, so Drudge, everybody.
Drudge got me to click on that one.
I mean, if it gets that to that point, it's the end of the world. No more vaccine. The vaccine. Do we know somebody's out there making booster shots? Or they?
Yeah, they are. They're looking at it. In fact, one of them just came out with a new booster.
Yeah.
Or they're working on getting it rushed through approval.
It's just after the Trump administration, I kind of want to see if it's really happening. I mean, we can trust this is happening because they didn't do anything, right? They said they were doing all this stuff and then they never did anything. We know.
Yeah.
You guys aren't fucking us too, right?
Shocker.
Please. Oh, shit.
Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus.
Sarah Palin trending before I
right
hop over on the Faithless Friday story.
Yes.
Oh, brother. So they are, I guess there's people. Oh, my God. There's speculation and there are people suggesting
yes
that Sarah Palin run for senator of Alaska against Murkowski.
What? Listen.
Because Murkowski's a never Trumper and voted to impeach that motherfucker.
Would Murkowski be a better senator than Sarah Palin? I don't
yeah
know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, she would be, right?
Yes.
Because Sarah Palin is not good for things like that, right?
No, she's insane. Yeah, yeah.
She is fucking
do we have
nuts,
to go
so
through.
Well, Sarah, I mean, we're talking about Republicans, aren't we? I mean, we're, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, okay. I would have Sarah Palin instead of Matt Gaetz.
America was dedicated to God way back when. Our charters of liberty are written about and to God. And for those today who are running the show and deny that and want to change that, they're stripping away our foundation. When will Americans say, no, we know what our foundation is. How dare we strip from our creator what our founders had dedicated to?
Was she this Jesus-y before, or is
I
this a new moneymaker?
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like she, I don't know, it's been a while, she's back in the game, she's trying to figure out how fucking Jesus-y she has to be. Because what was her appeal before?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I really don't know.
She was a rogue, she talked like them, I talk like regular people, I say stupid shit.
Something happened and all of a sudden she was she was going to be vice president. Something happened with, I don't know.
McCain, yeah.
Yeah.
I still want to watch that movie.
What's that?
With, I forget who now that plays her, but there's a movie about her and that, like that election and those people that helped her that was really
right
good with a really good actor playing her. I forget who it is.
How dare we try to take that back and change it for mankind, for some kind of secular use, secular enjoyment?
Is this recent? Or is this
Yeah. This is
secular use, secular enjoyment. What does that mean? Like, shit.
What
if I'm using it to create antibodies so I don't have to get the vaccine? I just have to jack off 37,000 times a day.
She was at some new Apostolic Reformation event.
Okay. That's a church right down the isn't it? Apostolic.
A leadership conference co-sponsored by Harvest International Ministry.
That's right, motherfuckers!
And the Latino Coalition for Israel.
Apostolic as well.
The Latino
a lot going on.
Coalition for Israel. That's pretty niche.
This is a lot of Sky God shit. Very complicated.
Guess who also spoke at the same gathering?
Who?
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Who's going to run for president.
He's very Jesus-y.
He's the Gilead candidate. Yeah, yeah. He's definitely the probably one of the scarier ones.
I think this is why Sarah Palin.
Religion-wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sarah Palin can just flounce into any, you know, it's like the Republicans, they're so crazy. I get why she thinks she could just come back in and find some kind of niche or home, you know?
Yeah, but she's, you know, she's, I don't remember her being this Jesus-y.
Right, right.
Secular enjoyment.
Will you tell us today if you're going to run? And if not, give us a reason why.
But anyway, if God wants me to do it, I will. It will be a matter of, okay, practically speaking, if I fill with the state.
God,
this is
damn.
Word salad.
Practically
well, you know, it will be a funeral. Practically speaking, that I don't know if the train is running down what the track. You know, sometimes you just got to climb that mountain. And you got to walk down the street. And sometimes you're eating a sandwich. And sometimes, you know, there's mayonnaise on it.
Isn't there anything serious to do in Alaska that somebody needs? Like, do they need?
I don't know if this is Alaska. I don't know where.
But she's running for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She would run for Alaskan Senate.
There's some serious things there that need attending to, right?
Yeah.
So.
Practically speaking, if I fill with the state and the nation, but the state representing Alaska really, really wants me to or needs me to. And what I would do if I were to announce, I'd say, you know what? You guys better be there for me this time. Because a lot of people were not there for me last time, and that's why, characterization-wise, I got clobbered.
That's why it made me look like an idiot for some reason.
It's insane.
If God wants me to do it, I will.
Yay! God damn it.
And then right,
how do you know?
Right into victimhood, blaming you guys weren't there for me.
The coach is like, okay, I want you to go straight into God. Then I'm going to need you to take it to pivot into victimhood and then finish it out. Stick the landing with a snowflake.
It's really gross.
Right.
From at @horn_sanity on the Twitter responded to the MyPillow promo we put up with Mike Lindell hugging Trump's ass.
Ooh, yeah.
Not ours. Completely right. Stolen off the internet.
Right.
But Horn Sanity responded with a picture of Trump bending over to putt and Lauren Boebert behind him with two fingers. It looks like it's going in his ass. It's very gross. I just liked it though on the Twitter. Hilarious. Gross.
Boebert.
Sarah Palin, though, so she'll run, you know, if God wants me to, and, you know, right. And...
Well, if God, I guess we just have to take your word for God, like, endorsing you, I guess. I mean, how does that work? I mean, I'm happy for the endorsement, but how do I know she's not fucking lying? Well, you're not lying, are you, Sarah?
I think there's a good chance of that.
Right.
We also have a bunch of prophets. God, there's so many of them.
Well, I was about to say 'tis the season, but I don't know what that means. But there's just a lot of prophets, right?
Here's one we've heard of before. This guy's a real just shit brick.
Yeah.
This is Lance Wallnau. He loves to travel around and try to get gay people thrown in jail for being gay and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Trump-loving evangelist Lance Wallnau. Here he is. Talking about the Olympics.
Okay.
I'm sure he's really concerned about the COVID and the health and welfare of all those athletes.
Oh, fuck yes.
What you have in America now is Marxism and communism with uniquely American characteristics. It's weird. I'm glad the basketball team, the soccer team, the gymnastics team is all getting embarrassed by bad performance, subpar performance. Everywhere where they're bowing the knee to Baal, they're performing badly in their athletics.
Oh, yes, of course. They're not bowing a knee to protest systemic racism.
Dragons?
They're bowing to Baal. To Baal.
What did you roll on the die to make you have to kneel to Baal?
Oh, yeah.
A 7.
They're performing badly in their athletics. And I'm thinking, that's interesting. Because, you see, they're not actually promoting racial reconciliation and unity. They're promoting Marxism. Racial disintegration, hostility, and conflict. It's like the old saying, time heals all wounds. Well, you leave it to these guys, and time will wound all heals.
Oh, boy.
God damn. You know what? Who is this man?
Lance Wallnau.
Ugh. Ha. He is. God, he's irritating.
Yes.
He's like, you're a punny prophet. No one likes you, dude.
According to his website, Dr. Wallnau is a strategist, futurist, and compelling communicator who has shared platforms with Ben Carson, Mike Pompeo.
So sad.
Now a bunch of names I don't know.
Oh my God, dude, you're a futurist? Why don't you take your ass on into the futurist and fuck the fuck off? Get out of my time zone.
Oh, he's an author.
Oh, fuck!
Of course.
You and an Ernest Hemingway, you fuck! Congratulations. What did you write? It's so fucking good.
God's Chaos Candidate in 2016 was about Trump.
Okay.
In 2013, Invading Babylon.
In bed.
The Seven Mountain. Oh, he's a Seven Mountain guy.
Okay, you're particularly loony then, right?
I mean, yeah, they want to take over their goal is to take over the seven mountains of society, education, entertainment, right. Blah, 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 government, everything.
Which mountain do you want?
For Jesus. And then force everybody to follow their religion.
Fun mountain.
So that's Lance Wallnau.
Well, he's a charming guy.
He is a really charming guy.
Good luck with everything, fuckface.
Also, I think I didn't play this
one. It's what? Weird to have these guys brag about who they open for. Like, I've opened for Ben Carson. That's so sad. I mean, shit, that's sad. You opened for Ben Carson, huh?
You opened for Ben Carson.
What, Ben? What's your closer? I gotta go to sleep for a bit.
I'd like to thank everyone here. I flew in, and my arms are real tired.
Has Ben Carson ever sweat? Does he ever sweat?
Oh, I don't know. He's apparently an excellent brain surgeon, but
oh, that's right.
Kind of a shitbag of a human.
Is he really? He's really good at.
Then I heard. Biden won't be president, just like that.
Wow.
And so then I kept walking into this.
This, of course, that was Bunsen Honeydew, a.k.a. Steve Schultz on the Elijah List show.
Does he sound like this?
Speaking with Prophet Robin Bullock.
You know, Prophet doesn't bother me.
Who looks like an 80s hairband singer.
Oh. Prophet doesn't bother me as much as author for some reason. I, you know, everybody's a prophet on these fucking things. They wrote a book.
Oh, yeah.
Lance Wallnau is a fucking author. Yay.
So this is a prophecy revealed to him, nuzzled in the loins of the Lord.
Ooh.
And that's what he's telling.
Lance Wallnau.
That's what he's telling Steve about here.
Right.
He's like, but he showed me Biden something. And Steve goes, wow.
You know, Lance Wallnau and Agatha Christie are in the same business. They're both authors. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Sure. Yeah. Hemingway?
Yeah, Hemingway. Great.
Then I heard Biden won't be president. Just like that.
Wow.
And so then I kept walking into this thing. And then I remember when the Lord gave me a vision and I saw a jackal sitting in the seat of the president, which is Joe Biden. Then I saw the seat of the president had been vacated. And I asked the Lord, I said, in my vision. It's a night dream vision type thing. And I said, well, Lord, who is the president? And I saw this sash over this chair. And it was hanging. It was a chair, and over the arm of it was this royal looking thing, but it was a,
interesting.
It was like a scarf, but it had,
keep going. Keep going. Keep talking. Keep saying it.
Writing on it. It was nice. And it said, Donald J. Trump.
Really?
Really?
And so heaven recognizes him as the president. And he's never not been the president. He's the president right now.
Yes.
He is the president right now. That's why he's listened to and the jackal's not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can pray for Joe Biden. You probably should, because he's about to leave. You could pray for Joe Biden. You can pray for the office of the president. But you can't pray for President Joe Biden.
That's true.
You might as well exist. No, there's no existence of a President Joe Biden. So you're...
Oh, you can pray for Joe Biden himself, or you can pray for the office of the presidency, but you can't pray for President Joe Biden. Because that doesn't exist. Because that doesn't exist.
Fuckheads, where are they in a basement somewhere?
Well, they're on Zoom. So,
oh really? Okay.
Yeah, Steve's in his office. Hey, it looks
Steve,
like.
Calvin, say this, dear Jesus, please help Joe Biden do whatever he needs to do today on this day of the Lord. Okay, amen.
And this other guy looks like a TV psychic.
Oh yeah,
he's got a shiny, weird gold embroidered jacket on, black shirt, long, really obviously fake wig hair.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom. This is the absolute bottom of the entertainment
industry.
And
in the background,
right here,
a big sign says, "God is absolutely good."
In bed, Jesus.
So
this is it. This is Hollywood.
So it's impossible to pray for President Joe Biden.
This is the cul-de-sac of the movie making industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the cul-de-sac. This is the sack. I think now this is the sack of the entertainment industry for sure.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's sad.
It's insane.
It really is, like those guys. But it's a whole industry, though, right? I mean, it's a whole scene, these right-wing nut job podcast fuckers, the profit scene, right? Where do they hang out? Is it like, do they have a place they all hang out at to get seen? Like, oh, all the cool profits are seen at this restaurant. Or, you know what I mean? Like Club 54 or something like that. Is there?
They have pageants. Oh, the profit pageants. Swimsuit competitions.
Oh, yes, yes.
Check out my banana hammock.
We usually hang out at Epstein Island.
The this is from yesterday or a couple days ago, but this is crazy. Somebody shared this. One of the insurrectionist traitor fuckwads who attacked the Capitol has been ordered to remain in jail pending trial. Thomas Robertson, former Virginia police officer.
Yes.
The feds wanted him jailed, saying that they found guns on his property, and in June alone had purchased 34 guns.
Holy fucking shit. Wait, how many days are in that month? There's 30 days in June. He got how many guns?
Bought one stash.
Oh yeah. He just bought them all. Which is nothing. People are listening to me right now. I listen to this pussy. He's like 34 guns, please. That's the day at the fucking gun store.
And that was, he was out on bond. So he violated court restrictions.
Oh yeah, good. That's fine. Everything's working perfectly, right?
Why are you buying 34 guns a month ago? God, I hope the FBI is all over these guys.
Because these people
everywhere
are fucking marginal and are up to shenanigans. It's organized crime. You've seen The Shield. You've seen it, Sons of Anarchy.
Right,
you've
right.
Seen every one of these shows. These guys into fucking, these criminal organizations, according to TV, not only do they fucking shoot each other, but they also sell each other guns so they can shoot each other.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then they need guns because, the, you know, they're trafficking, they're selling H, protection. According to Sons of Anarchy.
The world is going fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
This country is going batshit crazy. Has gone.
Why?
For example.
Yeah.
The advertising world's being rocked today.
Okay.
And media world with news.
Oh shit, Pat.
That Mike Lindell is pulling all of his MyPillow ads off of Fox News because those motherfuckers will not run an ad of his for his ridiculous symposium coming up where he's offering $5 million to prove that his data isn't from the election.
Do you think, Mike, and I'm not trying to criticize you, and well, maybe, and I don't know what the show you're doing, but I think symposium, what's that mean? Symposium is like a bunch of smart people get together, right. A topic is introduced, and a bunch of smart people talk about the topic in a smart way, and with the hopes that a complicated question or shit is learned about something, you know, complex by a bunch of smart people talking about it. What is his thing? What's his symposium? His symposium is a bunch of rapist Klan guys are going to sit around and jack off all over Steve Bannon's nipples. Is that the symposium?
That's the after symposium, maybe. It sounds like.
That's actually life. That's the cycle of life.
So here he is. He's on one of these ridiculous networks. I don't fucking know who this is. Brandon House Live.
Oh, my God, guys. Profits.
I can't read what this TV streaming, some streaming right wing radio bullshit or TV shit bullshit. Maggie. But he is fired up.
I am pulling all my ads of MyPillow on Fox indefinitely and immediately.
Wait. Shame on Fox.
Shame on Fox. I said I'm pulling all MyPillow ads immediately and indefinitely on Fox. Fox News. They have refused to run that commercial for our country, everybody.
The one we just...
Yeah, that, damn, Mike. Do you need them to advertise that, though? How many people... I don't even know what... Who wins for Mike Lindell putting ads on Fox? I guess Mike...
Fox?
Mike Lindell does, right? Because he sells pillows.
Right. For the pillows, you mean, or for the symposium?
Fox is losing his ad money.
Yes.
Is this bullshit? Because this is bullshit. Because Lindell is losing money, and he wants to not advertise on Fox.
Or he doesn't
anymore.
Have money to advertise.
He doesn't advertise. So this is all a bunch of fucking.
Well, but
bullshit.
He's supposedly they turned down his ad.
Right.
So he's mad.
He's like, this will give me justification.
Perfect excuse to
theater. Because he's like, there's no way they're gonna run an ad for my insurrection workshop. Nobody's gonna advertise that on TV. These fucking maggots. Is he, would he think of something like that? Mm-mm. Or is he a total fucking idiot? Mm-hmm. Oh no.
That's good beer. I was enjoying my adult beverage.
What is that?
Einstock. Icelandic Arctic Pale Ale.
Did you put any ivermectin in that?
Didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I sprinkled some hydroxychloroquine on the on the rim though.
I like him. Hey, wait a second. What happened to the shit Mike Lindell was peddling that we were supposed to get that was going to be a treatment for corona?
I think some lawyers got to him that were like, yeah. You don't want to be Jim Baker, do you?
He would be like, let me think about it.
Here's the rest of this bullshit.
They have refused to run that commercial for our country, everybody.
The one we just saw.
The one you just saw that advertises the symposium for our country. You talk about cancel culture. Shame on Fox News. Shame on them.
Jesus. He's crazy as shit.
This is one of the better sideshows, though.
I tell there. You, if you're related to him, I would just be... It's too late. I would be everything. I would please get a power of attorney on this guy. Put him somewhere. This is a crazy person.
Yes.
I mean, he's crazy.
Yeah.
a symposium, what is the point? He wants to, well, he wants people to, how much
it's going to be the irrefutable evidence that then forces the Supreme Court to take up the case and rule 9-0 that Donald Trump is still president of the United States.
But I pay to go to the symposium. Does it come with lunch?
Probably.
Fox News, supposed to be conservative or whatever they were supposed to be, completely turns on the American people. Completely turns on everybody. Let's not report the news. Let's just keep talking about the weather. They should just be a weather channel, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, they probably wouldn't want to do that and scare everybody. They go, we're not going to talk about a thunderstorm, you know. But
he's so stupid. He is. He can't even insult. So he can't insult them. He doesn't have the mental capacity. He's a moron.
I think he's on TV too. I think in private, he's probably like, fuck these motherfuckers. Where's my heroin? Give me my cocaine.
Blah! I don't know. He's pretty Jesus-y, though, right?
Is that not an act?
I don't know if it's an act. I think he's insane. I think what you see is what you get.
I think by the end of this, we're going to get Mike Lindell on a bender with Giuliani.
There was a...
Giuliani's life is a bender, right? I mean, he's always on a bender.
A journalist at the Atlantic. Well, that's not a bender then.
Is he drunk still? Life. Does he still drink, you think, Rudy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
nothing would want to make him stop. Like, I don't know.
Ann Applebaum, staff writer for the Atlantic.
Right.
Author.
No. Wow.
Actual author.
Ann, you're in good company. You've got Arthur. What was this last author we played? Lance Walnut and
but she had lunch with Lindell.
Oh, author as well. And two the story authors lunching together.
Does Mike Lindell have a book?
Oh yes.
Oh, I think he has an autobiography.
Bet you $3 trillion. In fact, he is an author.
How Jesus helped me make my pillow.
Yeah. How sad. Anne, what's her name? Anne
Applebaum.
Miss Applebaum, said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to hang out with this guy who's also an author, but he's going to seem really weird.
She said, in the time I spent with Mike Lindell, I came to learn that he is affable, devout, philanthropic, and a clear threat to the nation. He's a true believer.
Right.
He's not scamming. He's not grifting like Trump.
He's just crazy.
He's crazy. Truly, sincerely believes that he's saving the country.
So can we just like go grab him up and put him in
the Lenny
bin?
That's what I'm saying. His family needs to step in.
Yeah, guys,
they're already. I mean, if you know, maybe if his mental faculties are questioned, then maybe Dominion will back off its lawsuit a little bit. And they won't lose their pillow fortune.
Nobody ever talks about. I'm the only person that. Is this irony lost on everyone that the guy what? Mike Lindell is batshit crazy in his brain is nuts, but he's in an industry that like makes things for your head to lay on, so your head gets good rest at night, so you're okay. But this guy, his brain is not relaxed or at rest, but he made the perfect pillow for other people so they could have a nice relaxed sleep, right? I mean, this guy's not sleeping at night, is he? I mean, what's wrong with him? He needs lithium or something. I mean, this guy needs a major
many of them
pharmaceutical.
Do. Yeah, many of them could use for some kind of a injection.
Right.
This one, what is this one? My note is only, my note here was holy shit. Orange County.
Okay.
And I'm thinking California.
That's right, Pat. The interesting part.
They're having a Orange County. They had an Orange County supervisors meeting a couple of nights ago. And it's the first time, I think, since the COVID, the community members were allowed back in chambers.
Right. Hello.
And it was a shit show.
The Honorable. Right.
All of you like to be on the list to be killed. There is poison in the vaccines that is killing the majority of people unless they have an extremely high immune system. How would you like to be killed by choices?
Now, this woman looks like a moderately wealthy older white woman.
Yeah.
Nicely dressed. She's very fancily well put together. Right. She looks like somebody's grandmother who's got some dough.
People don't understand, like there are people not getting the vaccine because they believe a thread of
like this asshole. Yeah.
I mean, this is not cool, man. I mean,
be killed by choices made by the Board of Supervisors in Orange County. We are normal people. We don't want to be killed.
Not. No, you're not.
And when you turn us into victims and we're just part of your plan to, as Bill Gates says, wipe out 14 out of 15 people.
Oh, Bill Gates, I'm sure. Do you have that on tape, you asshole? I'm sure we've got Bill Gates saying, I can't wait to get rid of 14 out of 15 people. This will be great.
Wait. Why that number? Why 14
because
out of 15?
They made it up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Dead! Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, dead!
Somebody said 4 out of 5 and it wasn't crazy enough. So they were just like, we got to make it 14 out of 15.
Well, it got my attention because that's
it's a much scarier percentage.
Turn the Incredible Hulk in us on and we become political piranhas.
They turn their political Hulkedness on?
They turn their political Hulkedness on and we all become infected piranhas. What? Piranha?
You turn the Incredible Hulk in us on, and we become political piranhas. Recall, recall, recall. I hope you realize the pain you're causing us. Do you want to be killed? We don't want to.
This is by that because they're saying, you know, we should recommend masks and vaccinations for everyone.
I'd like to hear Alec Baldwin do this monologue.
Do you want to be killed? We don't want to be killed. We want you to listen to common sense.
Thank you. Your time
instead
is
of
up.
The Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, boy. Enjoy your ventilator, lady. Enjoy your ventilator.
You know what? Shame on you, you fuck. Because you fuck. You're in California. There will be some adult is going to waddle on by and probably take care of you. Someone. Not here.
Well, yeah, the state. Because the state of California is a blue state.
You know, that it pisses me off because foaming all that bullshit you want, you know, in California, someone will help you. No one here. No one here will give a fuck. And it's redder than shit in the pandemic right now. Everything is red. Everything's red. No one gives a fuck.
And Miss Foley lied earlier and she said that the pandemic is between of the unvaccinated. The reason the statistics are looking like that is because the CDC changed the guidelines for testing. So vaccinated people test at 28 PCR cycles and
some old lady behind him has her dog in her lap.
How many, what's your, yeah.
I guess your dog is allowed to go to the Orange County supervisors meeting.
I gotta tell you something. If somebody in this crowd wants to bring their dog, maybe that helps them not lose it. Bring your dog.
Vaccinated people still test at 35 to 45. So that's how they are committing the fraud. And we're not seeing this in other countries. And in fact, the guy who created PCR was from Orange County. His name is Kerry Mullis, and he died mysteriously 2 months before Wuhan because they had to kill him because he exposed Fauci and all you parasitic clowns years ago. And Mr. Doe.
Is this true?
God damn. I mean, and somebody needs, there's an old guy in the audience.
You know what? You know what?
I think somebody needs to poke and make sure he's okay.
Oh yeah. Well.
Yeah.
From 6 feet away. You know why I don't mind these people bringing their dogs is because I feel like these lunatics are less likely to shoot up the room if they're animals with them. You know.
So yeah, this guy is wearing dark sunglasses and a black stocking cap. He's looking pretty creepy while he's saying this shit.
And all you parasitic clowns years ago, and Mr. Doe. Going on in your country right now in Vietnam is 4,000 little kids who are in quarantine camps away from their parents because of this fake scamdemic. And you come to my country and you act like one of these communist parasites, I ask you to go the fuck back to Vietnam! Yeah!
This is the chairman who is an American citizen from Vietnam. He's a naturalized citizen. The chairman of the board of the county, Doe is his last name, is Vietnamese. And this guy just told him to go the fuck back to Vietnam.
What's his party affiliation?
I don't know. He didn't identify.
I mean, you know, I don't know who this idiot is yelling, but at least I don't know Doe, but I'm assuming Doe is smarter than this idiot yelling. I'm just guessing.
I think Cookie Doe is smarter than this idiot. I think all kinds of Doe.
Like these people, yeah. These people don't understand. They have adults in charge. They don't get it. Like over here.
Think they're the adults.
Yeah, but oh yes, yes. But over here, the people yelling are like our representatives and shit. Yeah,
this
like
idiot thinks he's got a big secret that the rest of the entire county board of supervisors just don't understand, and they're dumb and they're evil. And
but he should run for office over here because he sounds like our leaders.
It is not too late to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
Okay. Meanwhile, she's wearing a hat that says 2A on it.
What is that? What Second Bible Amendment. Verse is that?
It is not too
the Book of Armaments.
The holy hand grenade!
It is not too late to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. I can pray the prayer of salvation with you if you would like. I also brought a Bible if you want the word. I pray for you to turn away from evil. God bless you. Amen. Uh-huh.
Yeah, who's clapping for this shit? Yeah,
all the white waddlers in the background.
Guys, we gotta stop. I mean, it's crazy.
I'm just trying to correct some of the misinformation we've been hearing.
Oh, good.
This is not the sheriffs coming to doors to do this, right?
No. That's correct.
Chairman.
All right. Any opposition? Item passes. So we will take our recess at this time. Okay, and we will go into closed session. Please read the closed session item, please.
So they're done with the public session. The chairman's like, we're going to move into closed session. We're going to kick these motherfuckers out.
Are these all anti-maskers and listen to them?
Sure.
Please read the closed session item, please.
Closed session one, Under County Executive Office, Conference of Labor Negotiator, pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. Closed session two, Skipping. Significant 0.9D2. Number of cases, one case. Mr. Chairman, we have scheduled for a closed session today.
We're in recess.
I don't know what's going on, but
why are they upset? Because everyone's lying to them.
Well, and I'll bet the Chairman Andrew Doe,
yes,
is a Republican. I'll bet it's Orange fucking County.
Yeah, yeah, but you think he's probably these guys are making him seem reasonable.
Yeah,
yeah.
But in a not so great area in different cities, in those areas you had two paths: fight or flight. And also, if someone were to mess with you, you better hope that you were crazier than they were. As an adult mother, now having been there fighting for her kids numerous times recently, this motion is now close to home. My 13-year-old daughter has been dragged through your agenda, decided that this life is no longer worth living. Five times the amount of kids this year alone than last are contemplating suicide due to the scandemic and faulty data. Chalk Hospital and many mental facilities...
Scamdemic. And faulty data. She's blaming her daughter's suicidal feelings on the scandemic.
Damn, that's, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
The amount of kids this year alone than last are contemplating suicide due to the scandemic and faulty data. Chalk Hospital and many mental facilities are at capacity with kids. You know this. But now that it's my home, I tell you, when the mothers of these children tell you this is our hill to die on, believe it. We will fight tooth, nail, and gunpoint to make sure our children are no longer harmed by mass and incoming forced vaccinations.
Damn!
And gunpoint to make sure our children are not harmed by masks
and forced vaccination.
The vaccine,
you know,
is a
like
good
the vaccines
thing.
You had to take to get your little snot rag, snot nosed kid in school in the first fucking place.
I'm sure people didn't want to get that smallpox vaccine.
Certainly not the way they did it then.
Well, actually, I bet they did though. Could you imagine how horrible everybody's dying? All these giant sores and everything. Hell yeah, you'd rather not get that.
Layers of skin sloughing off.
Oh, man. It's just, it's science, you fucks.
They're just so stupid. It's painful. Sad. And infuriating.
And pitiful.
To those of us that have done the right fucking thing.
It's so pitiful, too. All these dumb fuckers are going to die from this shit. It's people in the South. Oh, God. You dumb motherfuckers. Go get your motherfucking vaccine. Or the buzzards will come get your body. I don't know.
For if I am to cowardly bend the knee here like those on the left wish, then what is to stop you all from taking your tyranny to the rest of this country that I love?
This is Representative Madison Cawthorn.
Good point.
Deciding that the hill and the battle that needs to be fought is that Nancy Pelosi wants them to wear masks in the Congress and has mandated mask wearing in Congress.
Right. And that's why does this bother him?
Because freedom.
Okay.
All from taking your tyranny to the rest of this country that I love. How dare anyone in this institution attempt to dictate to the patriots of my staff how they may live their lives? For one to think that because they have the title honorable.
How dare you, cunt, think that your staff should have the ability to pass the coronavirus to whoever the fuck they want, you asshole. You selfish, pork-faced cunt waddle. You are the epitome of the Republicans these days. Myopic, self-aggrandizing,
is he vaccinated?
Selfish as cartoonish selfishness.
Is he vaccinated, you think?
I would bet. I don't know. He's immunocompromised. He's paralyzed.
He should want people to get vaccinated. Right? I mean, that's why you get vaccinated. Because there are people out there that are immunocompromised. You're Madison
Cawthorn. Or if he is. I don't know. I don't know if paralysis would make him immunocompromised. Well, I'm not a fucking doctor.
Right. Well, nobody's wearing
a mask. I listen to the scientists and the doctors.
Right. You can't wear a mask.
Not some 26-year-old white supremacist sexual predator frat twat from one of the Carolinas. I don't remember which.
Yeah. Why is he elected? What happened? He did something because
did you hear the racist part?
That's true.
And sex predator?
They love that. That's
so those are your prime qualifications to run for Republican office.
That's right. He's a Republican. Okay. Yay. Congrats.
Well, listen to this.
What they want to do is use January 6th as a blood libel against the entire MAGA America First movement.
That's Matt Gaetz.
A blood libel. What, wacko?
They want to use it as a blood libel.
Use blood libel in a sentence, please. I mean, is this some weird Christian shit, or is this like Christian shit fused with legalese shit, like from the 1800s.
Yeah, where did he get that term from?
I shall issue you a blood libel. We shall meet at noon for stabbings. A blood libel?
You testified that there is a, quote, unfavorable business climate for mining, but the law you operate under is 150 years old. There are no royalties collected at the federal level. There are no specific environmental requirements, and there are no civil penalties for violation. So when I hear you say things like bad climate for business, bad climate for mining, who I think is dealing with a bad climate here are the rest of us. It seems to me what mining has is actually a sweetheart situation. With that, I yield back.
Okay. Katie Porter.
Damn.
Ripping a mining CEO.
Here comes the math.
She had her whiteboard.
Oh, of course.
And she was checking things off.
I love that. That's how Democrats beat the shit out of you. They use a whiteboard. These Republicans, they have to storm a building and use like electrodes because they're dumb and they have
well,
to bring,
they have no facts, they have
they
no
have to
policies.
Bring people with,
yeah,
like fire extinguishers, or you can have a Democrat tell you about the numbers like this, and nobody gets their skull beaten in.
We have elsewhere in the news.
Right, right.
I'm just seeing what the Drudge Report, what else they're squealing about over there. Okay, fuck it. The this story,
yes,
is Trump's America.
Fuck yeah. Shit yes.
Frontier Airlines.
Okay.
Is rightfully in the crosshairs,
right?
Because a black woman on a flight from Denver to Texas with her 4-year-old adoptive white sister,
yes, okay,
was confronted by the popo at Dallas Fort Worth because she was suspected of child trafficking.
But wait a second. Hold on. What year is this story? I mean, because
this is July 20th, 2021.
We know Black Lives Matter. We are diverse. We are inclusive. So this really shouldn't happen.
A 21-year-old black woman from Colorado and her white adoptive sister were questioned because a fellow passenger, some Karen, on their Frontier Airlines raised concerns about possible human trafficking.
Are you not
Look,
embarrassed?
That black person has a white child. Obviously, they're trafficking her.
Have you no shame? Does your racism not make you feel shame?
No.
That should shame the very thought. You should feel shame to share that with someone, and then you don't do it. But you did it. She called the cops.
There's a black person with a white person. 911.
And the road pirates at DFW were apparently, I know you'll be shocked to learn, real fucking assholes about it too, apparently. The officer turned to, wait, let me see, I've got the names here.
Yes.
Olivia is the sister.
Okay.
The little girl.
Right.
They asked the little girl how she was related.
Yes.
To Ms. Bailey, is the black woman, and asked how the mother was related to the child.
Okay.
Officers also spoke, I guess they called her, the mom, a social services worker, to gather more information.
My God, they're at the airport.
And they even followed her and her young sister to baggage claim to speak to the person who was picking them up at the airport.
Terrorists. You are a jackbooted terrorist.
Right.
Bothering someone on a trip. They're trying to have a nice trip. They're trying not to end up in the route in every other newspaper. God damn you fucking.
But they responded to a request from Frontier Airlines asking for law enforcement to meet Bailey and her sister at the gate due to a passenger being concerned about possible, quote, human trafficking incident involving a female born in 2001 who was traveling with a female born in 2017.
And why? Why did they call? Because Trump. He said that. He said human trafficking all the fucking time during the quote-unquote border crisis. Oh,
well, and Ms. Bailey says, quote, if the roles were changed and it was a white person walking off the plane with a black child, I feel things would be a little different.
Well, that's the way it should be. Yeah, with white people. You're out of shit, yes.
Right.
God damn.
And it was a Karen.
Yeah, of course.
It was a woman, a passenger who was sitting near the woman and child. That passenger approached the flight crew and with those concerns and subsequently completed a written report during the flight to document her observations.
Holy shit.
The way she was treating that child.
Leak the report. Find out who she is. Fuck her life up on social media. There you go. I think that's all we need to do. Don't you think?
They're saying race played no part whatsoever.
Black lives matter because, like, white people can go on, like we just said, this happened because this person's black.
Had it been a 20-year-old white woman with a 4-year-old black girl, nobody would have said a word at all.
We can't get a shot. We can't wear a mask. We can't let a black family white, mixed, race, family, who gives a fuck, get on a fucking plane without being some fucking bullshit. And that's who we are. We're big, stupid, dumb, drunk, and racist right now. Flaming assholes.
Meanwhile, my beloved home city of Chicago.
Woo.
Having some issues.
Okay. COVID?
COVID and crime and gun violence and racism.
Yes.
For example. The owner of a new restaurant in Lincoln Park.
Oh, nice.
Neighborhood of Chicago. A predominantly white neighborhood, they mention here.
Yes.
Says his business is being harassed by the neighbors, by city workers, and by the police because his business attracts, quote, too many black people.
Wait, we've done this story. We've done this story in the south side of Chicago
already.
This is
the north side.
No, but that one this bar.
Is,
that,
but oh, but this, I'm sorry, this is, yeah, that was the bar I worked at on
right,
the south
I know.
Side. This is a different one. Rashad Bailey, oh, another Bailey, owner of Dinner and a Movie on the Windy City's north side, says phony 911 calls from neighbors have led to visits from the popo. I'm sure they're wonderful to deal with.
Chicago
police. Sure, they're great.
Hey, I'm going to throw you a beating.
As well as representatives from the city's Department of Business Affairs, Consumer Protection.
Thugs.
As soon as the restaurant opened in April, Mr. Bailey says, for the neighbors, I feel like it's too many black people. You can't just say there's too many black people. So you have to pretend something illegal is going on.
Right, right. A bunch of bullshit to bring the piggies out.
He said he felt naive because he had never experienced this type of racism before. So they make claims, he said, that we're not an actual restaurant, that we don't have a license, that we're a tavern, and there's no food being cooked. They have it's a restaurant.
And there's food.
Yeah.
This place, it's called Dinner in a Movie. Where is this?
The neighbors call the police, say there's someone has been battered, or there's property damage, or noise, or some type of abuse. They make up 911 calls. Because up until one shooting, nothing happened. Meanwhile, this shooting happened across the street.
Not at the place.
No.
Not at the place. Well, I mean, you know. God.
Police ordered Dinner and a Movie to temporarily shut down after the shooting on June 27th when someone fired 17 bullets at the building. During a fight that spilled outside after closing time. So it did, I guess a fight started in their place, but ended up outside. However, Bailey said he called police 30 minutes prior to the shooting to try to come in and help defuse the situation.
Oh, well, maybe they didn't pay anything to the police department. They didn't pay enough.
Well, and I believe he's black.
Oh, okay. There's two things. You got to pay these pigs. And you know,
I think it's not
racist.
Only the patrons being black that they're upset about. I think these assholes might be upset about a black business owner in their neighborhood.
Right.
He said, I called the police. I said, people aren't dispersing. I asked them, could you just send one car? But instead they showed up after the shooting with 20 cars and lots of excuses.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to wreck your business because you're not giving us money or whatever the fuck. Yay.
There's a newspaper or a website or whatever, Chicago Media Takeout,
right,
posted a story about it. They had a viral Instagram post, Black Businesses Under Attack, which included video of officers breaking into the empty restaurant on July 3rd in response to a report of a criminal trespass. There was nobody there.
No shit.
But they broke in.
Jeez. But the cops broke in after there was no...
Right.
Right.
The City of Department of Business Affairs Consumer Protection said they received 12 calls about Dinner in a Movie since it opened.
Can't you go after people for making fake 911 calls?
Well, in a sane world, sure. But if the cops are the ones...
Yeah.
that are right up there with the racism.
I mean, isn't there an organization for these cops this dinner in a movie could donate to, and then this problem wouldn't happen? I mean, to me, that's what you do. You got to give these people money, and then they'll leave you alone.
Kind of. He is black.
That's true.
Did I mention that? And some of his clientele is black.
And probably these people in the neighborhood, they're like, if we do this enough, it'll ruin this guy's business and he'll leave.
Or he'll lose his liquor license. You know,
God,
if you get too many
fucking assholes.
If you get too many police calls, if you get all that kind of shit, you can lose your liquor license.
I mean, this might be a nice place to have in your neighborhood.
And that's probably what they're. Oh, I'm sure it's great. But that's why they hate it, because it's drawing all kinds of people of various ethnicities that those lily white rich fucks in Lincoln Park don't want.
Yeah, it's in Chicago and Ashland.
Oh, well, there you go. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost anything.
You know what I love? A block for me, I could go down and order food. There's a menu. They're now showing what movies. Oh, that, you know, you can get drinks, you can get food, you can get a pitcher of margaritas is $45.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that seem high?
It seems kind of high, but...
Where's the movie part come in? Oh, God, they have bottle service. You get two VIP service.
Maybe there's no movies. Maybe it's just the name of the club. It. Yeah. Right. Let's see. We've got...
Yay! Nobody can have anything nice in their neighborhood because everybody's a dickbag racist and they just can't handle it.
Yeah. The
we're babies.
This
we're
is
snowflakes.
Unshocking.
Yes. Unshocker.
I think I tweeted earlier. This is from the No Shit File.
The Unshocker.
We have a new study.
Right.
American Psychological Association study has revealed that police officers speak to black drivers in a more disrespectful tone, Ryan, during their traffic stops than they do to white drivers.
Wow, where did they do this study? God damn.
Really difficult to believe. Why would that be? I wonder.
Aw, shit.
They analyzed body camera footage.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't even know they were being studied.
Right.
Over 250 audio clips.
Yes.
From an unnamed mid-sized U.S. city.
Oh, okay.
Revealing that officers spoke to black men in a tone of voice that conveyed less warmth, respect, and ease in comparison to white men.
Right. Well, I think we've discovered a little racism in our police.
How do you think?
Systematic racism, maybe.
I've seen it here.
What do you mean?
At Dollar Store, the one of the white women that works behind the counter at Dollar Store. White person comes to the counter. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Okay, here you go. White person, oh, hey, how you doing? How's your day? Everything okay? How can I help you? Black person, I'll be with you in a second.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And here, with the cops, it's all like targeted too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That behavior is they're trying to elicit some response that they can sort of like, I don't know, right-wing nut job brain jujitsu, a reason to search your fucking car. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I smell marijuana, and that's why...
And he's going to intimidate you.
That's why, what are they going to do when weed becomes legal everywhere? I smell marijuana won't work anymore.
I think they will. Unless we reform shit, they'll do whatever the fuck they want to do.
I see black skin.
Yeah.
They're just going to be honest about it. That seems like what they're doing now.
Oh, yeah. Because
Josh Hawley, did you see what he did?
Mm-mm.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, though?
No, it's just this thing these Trumpists and this whole like grievance generation thinks something was taken from them. So that gives them justification to now just be outwardly racist. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Cause they feel like it's owed, that racism is owed to them because Obama was president and let gay people get married. I don't know how these psychos think.
So Holly, the senator from Missouri,
vote better, motherfuckers.
Has put forth a new law he calls the Love America Act of 2021.
Bleh.
It's only 3.5 pages long. It's all kinds of bullshit. But the gist of it is, no federal funds shall be provided to an educational agency or school that teaches that the Pledge of Allegiance, Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution of the United States is a product of white supremacy or racism.
We don't teach that, though, really. Not really. No, not really. We have that, Josh. It's called probably going to school in Georgia, Florida, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas. I'm sure Lily White whitewashed fucking history is taught just the way you like it in Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina. You know what I mean? West Virginia. Sure. Kansas.
It says, in other words, public schools that teach the actual history of our Constitution could lose all their federal funds, our tax dollars, and essentially go out of business. It's this simple. White supremacist Republicans like Holly don't want your kids to know the true history of America.
Yeah. But I think... this is funny because I think white supremacist American history is taught in our school, and it is whitewashed.
Oh, he's got a great point here. Black children, they say, are old and tough enough to experience racism, but white children are just way too young and fragile to learn about it.
Yeah, we gotta lie to these people. Of course they are. That's the whole Trump thing, and that's right. The reason we're fucked, because Republicans are terrified of their base and will never tell them the truth. Never.
So this is just, you know, racism. It's Holly saying, look, shut up, black people.
It's insane.
Love America.
It's so stupid. Why? You don't want to be truthful about what we are, who we are. Why?
Right. Yeah. And what would it, I don't understand. What would it, what are you losing to acknowledge it?
Well, you know, people get smarter, people learn more, and they don't vote for Josh Hawley or Louis Gohmert or Matt Gaetz. Yeah,
bro, you're suggesting they need the racism to stay in office or to get in office?
Absolutely, it's their most...
What an interesting theory.
Oh, theory, shit, man, yeah.
The Southern strategy.
Yeah. It's so gross.
It's really gross.
How do they vote? Who the fuck voted for Josh Hawley?
Have you been to Missouri?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I was going to say St. Louis, but it's tiny. It's not tiny. It's a big city, and there's a couple of progressive people there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some university areas. Why is that? Why are there always, I don't know, I'm just going to throw out a weird thing here. Why are there always pockets of progressives near these horrible universities in the middle of nowhere? Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
People that think and shit.
And learn shit. Isn't that strange?
This is... It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus!
A Christian summer camp.
No. Get away. Get out of there!
Families spend around $350 to send their little snot noses to the fantastic camp in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Ooh. Per month? Per week?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Somewhere in North Carolina.
Can you run that shit from a distance and make money off these dumb fuckers?
They hike, swim, zip line, and are served, quote, a healthy portion of God's word, Ryan.
No, God, please say it in a different way. It's very creepy coming from you child molesters that way for some reason, right?
The Christian summer camp has now been deemed a super spreader as they have linked 76 76 cases so far nationwide back to, it's called the Wild.
Nationwide, guys. Nationwide. We're a super spread. Is this nationwide with the corona or the variant?
What do you mean?
Not that it makes a difference, but is this the variant or...
Oh, I don't know what variant they have.
I mean, I don't know if it even makes a difference. I just... That's... How many cases?
Seven. Well, so far, they're thinking it's going to be a lot more.
We could do better than that. It's America. God damn. I know you could do better than that.
So far, the cases have been traced to 17 different states.
Hell yes. Good job, guys. 50 state strategy.
47 staff members including 47 staff members, 29 campers or chaperones who weren't even working on site.
Who's vaccinated? Who the fuck is vaccinated in this bitch? Who's got their shots? Who's got their shots? Are these people vaccinated?
Well, they're not sure. One mom said, I was surprised there was an outbreak among the counselors. I guess I had assumed that most of them had been vaccinated.
Don't assume.
So I wouldn't have considered sending my son if he hadn't been.
Well, shame on you. You shut a fucking ass. That would have been the first. Number one, you're sending your kid to one of these Jesus camps. You better look into this motherfucker. And you would know. Wouldn't you know? We're in the middle of a pandemic. You're not going to ask, is everyone there vaccinated? You dumbass. You fucking dumbass. You sent your kid there and you didn't find out. Holy.
Oh, God. She had sent her 15-year-old son for 3 summers there. That poor kid doesn't want to do that.
She hates that.
But he
kid.
Won't be going. Oh, yeah. They love that summer away from absolutely. That kid. But he won't be going back this year after receiving an email of the. She says he loves it. And he was real disappointed. Yeah, he wants to get away from you, too.
Well, listen, man, we all have a lot of things we love and we don't want to do. You sent your kid to a camp in the middle of a pandemic, didn't even ask if the staff was vaccinated. Don't you think that would be the bare minimum? Would you ask? You sent Shelby off to church camp. Hey, is the staff vaccinated?
The dog's
yes or
going
no?
to church camp.
Yeah, and you would ask, though, right? What's the vaccine sit?
Yes.
Who's vaccinated? Who's not? Everybody vaccinated?
I would prefer that.
You would ask, though.
Of course.
This person didn't ask. I just assumed.
That they were.
And knowing that it's a Jesus thing and that, no offense, you Jesus types, you guys are particularly strange science.
Right? Why would you assume that?
I would assume you're not, and I'd stay the fuck away from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I would assume 180 degrees opposite. I would assume they're not going to be.
I want to make sure
vaccinated because of all these lunatics.
Well, and also we're talking about a church camp, so you want to make sure all these child rapists are vaccinated because you could. I think you can spread corona when you're sexually assaulting someone. Correct?
I would think you could.
I mean, they do that. So let's make sure everybody's vaccinated.
So a super spreader,
yay!
Christian
God
camp.
I can't believe it. We managed to do a story about a religious summer camp that wasn't about molestation, but it's the pandemic. God fucking damn it. You know what I mean? Wow. Keep going.
Hi, can you just tell me who you are and what's happening here tonight?
Hi, my name is Jamie Walker. I'm the parent in the Central Bucks School District, and I am here watching a school board candidate having her own press conference because she would like to keep masks on our children after our public health doctor.
So these are people making fun of a candidate who thinks there should be a mask mandate for the kids.
Right.
Central Bucks School District in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, shit.
They declined to mandate masks for kids.
Yeah.
Age 12 and below.
Right.
A group of concerned parents, students, and health professionals
right.
gathered to protest, only to be met with anti-mask counter-protesters screaming child abuse and my kids can't breathe.
Oh, my God. Is that they're taking that from, you know what? Everyone is disgusting. That's what that is. Boy, I tell you what. In the unvaccinated lives matter memes I'm seeing, that's disgusting. It's disgusting. Get your shot, you gross fucks. A church camp.
An incoming junior student who lives with two immunocompromised grandparents spoke at the event. She said masking for ages 12 and below should be mandatory. One woman then was drowned out with boos and cries of go away. One woman shouted, bullshit. It doesn't even match the science. Bullshit.
Right.
And the student said, say that to my parents who died.
Oh, shit.
And the woman yelled, I don't give a shit.
There you go. She's honest. That's a moment of clarity and honesty.
From a Trump supporter.
They don't give a shit.
From a Republican conservative these days. That's exactly who they are.
So when you're sitting here reaching across the aisle trying to be nice to these motherfuckers, remember that they don't give a fuck about you. And
right.
you're you know what? You're reaching out to them is weakness. They see it as weakness.
Right.
They're Nazis. The Nazis that don't want to get their fucking shots. God damn, fuck them. I don't know. Maybe they're fine. Reach out.
And she also lost, she's of Indian descent, and she, this girl also lost a number of family members in India so far from the COVID. Right.
But that person said, I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care. We know you don't care, you fucking asshole.
I don't give a shit.
Of course not.
Of course you don't, you scumbag.
What do you think? I don't know. What do you think that person thinks, like, he said, I don't care. Like, what do you do on this planet that's so fucking great that people should care about you? You don't care.
Judgy.
Okay.
They judge people.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care about you. What do you think about that?
Tons of stories like this one. Father of five dies after texting fiance, I should have gotten the damn vaccine.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's horrible. We need more stories like this to get out, though. I mean, maybe it'll start waking people the fuck up.
You know, but you know, these people think, I don't know, it's going to give them a stroke. They're stupid. A lot of stupid people.
We got a few minutes left here.
Yay.
Well, we've got a new New York Times bombshell report that came out today. Stating that former President Trump, who not only we found out the past few days was calling his poor beleaguered interim Attorney General, after Billy Barr left,
right,
he's calling the guy every day to try to get him.
Oh, it's so funny
to find all the fraud
he
in the election.
Up his celly.
Well, today there was a report stating that Trump demanded the Justice Department officials just claim that that the election was corrupt. All you gotta do is just say it.
Yeah.
And quote, leave the rest to me.
What do you think that means? Just say it's corrupt. We'll storm the Capitol. Boom. End of democracy. Air quotes.
The report is from New York Times' Katie Benner. It's based upon contemporaneous notes from Richard P. Donahue, taken during a phone call December 27th as Trump was pushing then acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen.
Yes.
To intercede on his behalf.
Wow.
In a futile attempt to stay in power. Quoting Trump, Donahue reportedly wrote, quote, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me.
So Trump is calling Rosen every day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a night. Can you imagine? What do you think Rosen was like? Was he looking forward to the calls?
Yeah, I would think probably not.
Telling some assistants, like, oh, my God, he's calling again. He's probably like, down in Maylocks, eating Tums. He's got an ulcer. This guy's like, I need you to subvert democracy.
Well, now they want it referred to the Department of Justice.
Okay. Okay. Hey, guys, we got one more. Can we get one more? We have one more thing we got to refer to you. Refer everything.
George Conway tweeted, no Trump lover. Quote, it literally would have been a crime for Trump merely to have ordered the acting attorney general to march down Pennsylvania Avenue with a Trump 2020 flag. This is way beyond the pale and should be prosecuted.
He's saying it's illegal.
Yes.
What the fuck does he know?
Just say it.
He's a reporter.
Just say it was corrupt. All you got to do. You don't even have to have evidence or anything. Just put out a statement that says the election was corrupt.
Obama never would have said that. Never, not once, yeah. Not once.
Leave
Eric
the rest
Holder.
To me.
Leave the rest to me, Eric. Or whatever. I can't do it. It's crazy. No, nobody talks like this except Republicans. Nixon for sure did. Well, they all did. They're all. Oh God. Who's next? Who's the next Republican that's gonna fuck us? Who's the next worst one?
Well, Hawley's going to try.
Oh, please.
And Pompeo's going to try.
Oh, vomit.
Ron DeSantis is really, really, really going to try. He's
that
already
is,
trying.
I don't accept that. People do not. You do not live in Florida. You don't have any business saying this guy should be president.
Talk to the people in New York about how they were screaming the same fucking thing.
About Trump?
About Trump.
Well, I don't know. this DeSantis guy is a loser. He's a loser. Think about losers that you St. Louis Cardinals, losers. DeSantis, total fucking loser.
John
Travolta, John Gotti movie was a loser. DeSantis is a loser.
So Trump pressed the Justice Department to just declare the election results corrupt. It's all you got to do.
It's all you
just say
do.
It is.
What kind of... you?
There's no evidence. Just say there is. I'll do the rest.
Just knowing how corrupt our government has always been, it must say a lot for how shitty Trump's plan was that he couldn't convince... I mean, Jeff Rosen. I mean, is he a Boy Scout?
No, I'm sure not, but
by the way, saying someone was a Boy Scout, meaning they've got their nose clean, everything's great, you got to think of another thing, because they are not, they are bad, right? I mean, they're in trouble for lots of
rape. Not the Boy Scouts themselves, but the
horrific,
the diddling leadership, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, these guys are horrible. They're horrible people.
That's Trump. And this, you know, this shit is just going to keep coming.
Oh, yeah.
From now until the next election.
It's crazy.
It's just going to be morsel after morsel of batshittery that went on during this administration. As more of these weasels jump ship, start writing books.
Yeah, yeah.
Start trying to grift off of being formerly in Trump's administration. You know,
It's so weird because we never had anybody like Trump as president, I think. I just think it's, you know, but we've never, that means we've never had a time after someone like that has been president.
Right.
I think we need two.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we need two attorney generals. Don't we have the budget? Can we hire another one?
Well, I mean.
Hire some more motherfuckers.
But who's in charge?
Who gives a shit? More of them.
Somebody's got to be in charge.
Well, somebody angrier. Please.
Louisiana has broken its all-time COVID case records.
Damn,
by the way,
how are the Olympics doing? Is the bubble holding? These Olympics, man.
I mean, I guess I haven't. Broadway theaters are going to be reopening.
Yay!
But they will be requiring proof of COVID vaccination for audience members.
Okay, everybody. Okay, so this is theater. So we're in a.
And audience members will be required to wear masks inside the theaters.
Yes, yes. Because theater people will take care of each other and make sure everybody will be wearing their mask. If they don't, you know, they'll be shamed and shit like that. These are civilized people. But how are they. But after a show, you do a show.
Yeah.
You go hang out with all the other actors. What do? You drink your face off until your liver's solid as a rock. So how's that going to go down?
With the actors?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, they'll still do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Lollapalooza, Chicago's biggest music festival, will be requiring attendees to prove their vaccination status or provide a negative test.
I don't know that you should have Lollapalooza, guys.
They're having a Lollapalooza.
You know what? Lollapalooza is where a lot of people cram into a small area and watch like contortionists and bands, and they eat food and they drink and they slobber and they breathe and they puke and they fight. It's a fluid, intense experience.
The curtains for Hamilton, Wicked, Hadestown, and The Lion King will go up in September. And we'll all fall under the new policies, ending the longest shutdown in Broadway's history.
And that's got to be money pushing that. Because isn't it a little early? We're in the middle of this variant thing. These companies, Disney.
Those shows make a lot of money, though.
Right, right.
Those tourist shows.
You can't. What do you do with the cast? Are they in a bubble?
Go to the Village and go to a little experimental theater. Or go somewhere and go to see some small, awesome theater. You don't have to go see some big fucking spectacle.
Right.
That's some Disney production on the goddamn stage. Go see some good stories and some good acting.
Yeah, and anybody.
Go see a movie if that's what you want.
In New York, on a stage, after 7 o'clock before 11 p.m. is going to be pretty fucking good on a Friday night.
Yes.
Anybody in that fucking city. It's a good bet.
Hamilton's good, though.
Oh yeah. But I do you want to see something that
actually Wicked is good. I don't
see.
Know anything about Hadestown. I mean, Lion King. I mean, the Lion King.
You're going to risk COVID to see the Lion King? That's shameful.
And bring kids. That's a kids yeah. show. And kids are not vaccinated. You
theater. It's very frustrating. See this? You know, this Broadway thing is early because I bet smaller theaters aren't back yet.
No.
Because there's not real money behind the small theaters.
There's no money behind. Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean?
So right.
Nobody's saying, oh, man, we're going to have to. Well, what? Why does Broadway need to go now? Why can't they wait? Are they at the verge of everything being turned into like a Payless shoe store or something?
I don't know.
Fuck. Jeff Bezos can't throw a few fucking dollars at the theater program? Or what do you care about? Just flying around in space? Can't you say Broadway and go to Mars, you dick?
We have... going on with Sean Hannity?
I don't know.
Now, we broke a story this week on this program and on Hannity about the U.S. Olympic Committee and their redesign as it relates to the stars and stripes. And, you know, and to the credit of the U.S. Olympic Paralympic Committee at, you know, and the U.S. Olympians and Paralympian Associations, and they were asking everyone to fill out an online survey.
I think he must have said something shitty about somebody, and now he's apologizing.
One of the items on the survey is a proposed change to the Stars and Stripes that is used by the USOPC materials, and we got a hold of this survey, and then we reached out to them, and... I don't believe we need any changes to our flag. We have one flag, and and then they responded and they got back to us.
But you're not changing the flag. They're changing the flag for the Olympics.
Is this like him? Is he having to? It doesn't sound like he's raging about this. He's explaining what happened, and did he end up saying something shitty? And now he's...
Listen, they said that they are in the early stages. These are the design brainstorming stages, a variety of concepts that they're sharing with stakeholders. Quote, the exact quote was, "We're in the very early stages of potentially exploring new brand executions for the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee."
So he's upset because they're like, we might change the design a little bit and get rid of this American flag-based stars and stripes.
Who cares?
Hannity and all the... How dare you move the stars and stripes from anything, you commie?
You
cook.
Know what I think? I think in the writer's room at Hannity, all these little Nazi writers, they're desperate to find something for this guy to bitch about that's not the election. That won't get him
maybe.
Sued.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, look, the Olympic Committee wants to do something.
Don't talk about vaccines.
He'll like this. He'll be able to talk about this for a half hour.
And it's common practice in the creative development to share a variety of concepts with stakeholders for reaction and feedback that will then be used to determine the next steps. What was sent to you is just one of dozens of ideas shared in this brainstorming and surveying process.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now, my argument is very simple.
Undoubtedly. We have no doubt that your argument is going to be simple.
Simpleton.
Now, my argument is very simple. You know, if you're associated in any way with our Olympics and Paralympics, we already have a flag. It's called the United States of America, the Stars and Stripes. That should be the only flag. You don't need to be wasting your money and designing and brainstorming on a new flag and a different flag, because they had different printouts of athletes with a different flag. And my message is stop wasting your time and money. It's an awful idea.
Who cares?
Who cares? Sanity, right. What do you want then?
Stop wasting your money. Did you hear what Ron DeSantis is doing here in Florida?
What's he doing?
He's going to cost Florida taxpayers over $3 million. Because he wants to send actual checks with his name on them.
Oh, where did he come up with
that
idea?
COVID relief funds that came from the federal government, that came from Biden. He wants to turn and write the checks and cut the checks but makes sure his name is on them, and it's going to like first responders and yes. things like that. People who deserve
it,
of course.
His money to give out,
but they could easily use the payroll program and put it right through direct deposit. But he is going to spend $3 million to make printed fucking checks so he can put his name on it, just like Trump did with the first round of goddamn stimulus checks.
That is crazy.
Look, it's from me. Remember, this is from me, people.
Me. Oh, my God.
They're so fragile. They're such just. Let me finish this hand.
We have the stars and stripes. That's the flag that represents our country, one nation under God, indivisible. Oh. And that should be used for the Olympics and Paralympics and any associated organizations of this. And all these great Olympians that make us so proud represent the United States.
Guy's so dumb. And all these represent the United States.
Hey, we got a flag. Go fuck yourself.
We already got a flag.
And it's the United States of America, and we already have a flag. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Oh, yeah?
What's with the Sopranos affectation he's picking up?
Because, hey, man, his people are the go fuck yourself people.
That's true.
Fuck you generation or whatever these people are. Well, they're Nazis.
So there you go. I think it's time to get the fuck out of here, actually.
Hannity necklace.
Where's my music? There it is. Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. We're always available at your favorite podcasting application or crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great COVID-free weekend, everybody. We'll talk at you all again next week.
TTFN.
Manda kalabuhu masiki lomukura masa. Adusha kataria kataha
abasotriante shato. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.